There's nothing he doesn't know about rugby league.
Wow.
It's time to hear from the super coach guru, Tim Williams.
Oh, wow. Nothing he doesn't know about rugby league. There you go, Timmy Williams. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, mate. Bit of trivia. You've got the commentary, but do you know what game it was? Do you know who it was against?
It was Canberra Raiders. It was Sammy Williams down a short side. Shandor Earle scores the try. The great Ray Warren commentating the opposition. Nah, don't know.
Cronulla Sharks.
Oh.
2012 semi-final, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah. Was that when Papalihi went at Gal?
I think it was. Yeah, same game.
Okay. There you go. Now you're telling me how well you're going. So we asked you, you know, what if we're getting you on this program, we've got to have some sort of performance runs on the board. And now you're saying you're charging in this competition. Where are you now in the Supercoach rankings, Timmy?
Yeah, mate, that's it. So if I was sitting here at 50,000 each week, you'd probably have to change up your interview for the week. But I know that also Supercoach is very volatile and there's highs and lows. So when you do get the highs, you need to make note of it and ride the wave. So we're on a bit of a charge. Had a really good week last week with 1,380 points. So into 3,000th overall. So making some moves.
Okay, well done. Well done. Buy round alert. This week is a buy round. Your team will score points from your best 13 players. So your top 13 scores, 13, 16 and 19. So that's a bit of a change, which I reckon is welcomed by most people who are playing the game. Right, Timmy?
Yeah, it's been really good, mate. So why it's come about is that around this bye period in previous years, it was because half the competition is on the bye, it takes a lot of preparation and trading and whatnot to have, you know, anything close to 17 players who are actually playing in the NRL that weekend and scoring points for you. So, you know, look, it's great for someone like myself who puts in all the hours each week and does all this meticulous planning, and I see lots of green rises up the rankings in this period. But at the end of the day, not everyone has the time to put in and really dweeb out like I do. So they might do their trades on a Thursday afternoon after work before the first game kicks off.
Yep.
So what it's done is it's basically levelled the playing field so that when it gets to this period of the year when people have no plays and their ranking plummets and they lose interest and then they stop playing, it basically means that now the only top 13 scoring players, if you're not really well planned for it, you don't fall off the perch too much and you can still be competitive. So I think it's a really good change.
Okay, main players you're holding and selling over this Origin period. I reckon there's a lot of people who had Reece Walsh thinking, well, he's close, but he's not going to get a game, who are battling at the moment.
Yeah, there's some some crazy Origin selections. Another one there was obviously Colin Sherbo, who decimated the Raiders last weekend. People were thinking the way he was performing that he might not be getting picked for the Blues. So they were thinking Manly playing this week. They might have Tommy Turbo, and obviously he put on a masterclass, so he's available. So the big question this week is, with so many Origin players in particular missing big chunks of games over the period, who do you hold, who do you sell? Now, I'll just, it can be for days, went on everyone, but we'll touch on the key ones. And Nicho Hynes is a sell for me, and it won't be like lovely doing it because we know how good he can go when he comes back. But he will miss round 13, round 16, and round 19 to State of Origin.
Yep.
The Sharks also have the bye in round 17, so he's only playing two of the next five games for the Sharks and all super coaches. Those two games are against the Broncos in Cronulla, and they play Melbourne in Melbourne. So two games where tough opposition, and I'm willing to cash in Nicho at the price with the plan to get him back after the Origin period. He's obviously the big one there. Valentine Holmes misses three of the next four games for the Cowboys. I think he's a sell. They're probably the two major ones that stand out for me at this stage. The polarising one that people are trying to work out is whether they hold and sell Harry Grant, who has been okay this year. He's still, I think, the best hooker in Supercoach pretty comfortably, but because Melbourne have buys in round 13 and round 19, as far as being an Origin player goes, he's not impacted that bad. And with Melbourne only going okay, I think he's a chance of backing up after Origin each game. So
right.
I'll be holding Harry Grant, but I can see merit in selling him as well.
Okay. There you go. Hey, what about the Bunnies, though? We've got Bunnies, you say, are we lock and loading on the Bunnies? Now, obviously, key players involved in State of Origin with Latrell, but Cody Walker, no. Mm. Damien Cook, a no as well.
Yes, we are loading on Bunnies, Jimmy. So the Raiders this week, which will be a pretty tough matchup off the back of, you know, they had 5 wins on the trot and then a loss last week, quite a heavy one, but they're only losing Hudson Young now and Elliot Whitehead is out for 4 to 6 weeks. So not a major impact this week. So they'll be a tough opposition. After that, the Bunnies play the Titans, the Dragons. They have the bye in round 16. Then they face the Cowboys, the Warriors and the Bulldogs. So Cody Walker, Damien Cook, they both become terrific options with really soft draws. So they're two players that I'm bringing to my side this week. I already own Alex Johnston, but he's another one on the end of that back line. I do think the Bunnies are the way to go.
Okay, all right. Very interesting. We've already got Cody. So that is very nice indeed. Well done, General Manager of Football Austin.
How's your side going?
Oh, we had a loss. It was, you know what happened last week? And it leads me to my next question. They had Nathan Cleary as their skipper in our head-to-head, and I think we had Nico. And so that was like, he got 125, Nico got 71. So that was the killer for us. So who are we skippering up this week?
So the way it works this week, you essentially get two cracks at captain. And the vice-captain loophole that I've spoken about in the past, and I'll touch on it briefly, that you pick someone playing, you know, relatively early in the round. So this week, Dylan Brown is the man for me. I think he's the best captaincy option. Playing against the Cowboys, who were pretty depleted and coming off that big loss last weekend, it's at Combank Stadium. So I like Dylan Brown in as my vice-captain. Because we don't have that many players playing, if Dylan Brown goes big, I then put my captain on someone like Brian Toto or Nathan Cleary, who isn't playing this week.
Yep.
Which then means that Dylan Brown scored doubles. Now, normally when you do this vice captaincy loophole, you get your lowest score from the remainder of your squad, and you'll have someone like a Franklin Pele there or someone who might notch you 5 or 10 points, and it's not worth it. But this week, because we've only got, like, I've got 13 players available, which is fine, there's no risk in it, essentially. So it's a free crack at it. So Dylan Brown, and then if he fails, they'll probably have to turn to someone like Damien Cook.
Okay, Damien Cook. Cody Walker an option?
Cody Walker is a great option, except you've got Dylan Brown. I mean, a lot of people are running, myself included, Dylan Brown and Cody Walker at 5'8", and it means you can only captain one of them. You can't do both of them because the other one has to sit on your bench. So you have to pick one of the two, and I think Dylan Brown's got the better matchup.
Okay, Josh Schuster an option for us too. No Tommy T, though.
Josh Schuster as captain? You're a braver man than I, Jimmy. He scored a ton last weekend.
Yeah, 106.
His game before that was 22 points against the Tigers. Right. His game before that was 26 points against the Bunnies. Essentially, we talk about base stats quite often, and base stats are your runs and your tackles. So the score you get if no attacking stats come your way.
Right.
His base stats last week were 13. Fortunately, he set up about 1,000 tries and scored one, so he tonned up, but mate, if it goes wrong, it can go horribly wrong. So I wouldn't be captaining Josh Schuster.
I knew there was a reason we got you on this program, and there it is, that little nugget there right at the end. Timmy, great work, buddy. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you in here live on Tuesday with our man, the analyst.
Yeah, fireworks there with the analyst, I'm sure. Can't wait for it.